As severe flooding continues to affect areas of Australia and Brazil, Sri Lanka, too, is battling widespread floods and mudslides following days of heavy rain. The government says at least 18 people have been killed so far and that more than 1 million have been affected by the downpours, with 270,000 left homeless. Many villages in the eastern province have been inundated, with some cut off from supplies. Father George Sigamoni is National Director of Caritas Sri Lanka. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about what the church is doing to help those in need.
There's been widespread flooding and mudslides in Sri Lanka, and which have caused death to some people and, of course, displacement of others. What can you tell us about the severity of the situation?
Especially the rainy heavy rain and the floods are going on for the last about 4 or 5 days. And so far, 18 people have been dead. This is the record that comes from the department as well as from the other sources. But this is not fully confirmed. But about 18 people had died. And especially the most affected areas are Batiklo, the Ampar, and Trinco. These are in the western province of Sri Lanka. And about 150,000 families in Batiklo had affected. That's nearly about 535,000 personals. And in Ampar district, about 88,000 families have affected by the floods. And nearly about 350,000 personals. And in Trinco, it's nearly about 8,000 to about 10,000, nearly 10,000 people are affected. And in persons, it's something like 88,000. In the same manner, Kilinochi, Mulativu, Vaunia, these were the war-affected areas. And now only the people are getting settled down. And in these areas also, quite a number of families and people are once again getting displaced. And apart from that, in the central province, as well as in the north central province, that is Polanaru, Anuradhapura area, there are also about 10,000 odd families are affected. So over and all, about 1 million people have got affected by the floods in Sri Lanka.
What is the church and indeed Caritas Sri Lanka doing to help the people affected?
Immediately, Caritas Sri Lanka and the church is responding to the needs of the people. But the most important thing the people are in need at the moment is the food, especially the cooked food. So through the Caritas centers, we are supplying the food, cooked food to the people as well as the dry rations. Because most of the people are almost about, especially in the eastern province, the people are in the camps. So through Caritas, diocesan centers, we are providing them cooked food as well as dry rations and also non-food items and also sanitary items and drinking water. Because drinking water is one of the major problems in these areas because all the wells are destroyed. Apart from that, all the rivers also, most of the rivers are overflowing and the dams are damaged. So it's devastation is taking place here.
It comes really on the heels when you think about the country has suffered so much with the war in Sri Lanka and now to have so much destruction with regard to a natural disaster. It must be very difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Because immediately after, after the war, now only the people are just getting back to the original places. And apart from that, now only the people are just starting their livelihood and starting some of the, farmers are starting their cultivation and so on. So this, the destruction is really affecting the people, especially in the north and the east.
What about the government's response? Have they been quick to respond to this?
Exactly. Because, most of the people got trapped in these areas because totally the roads were closed down because they were unable to travel to the government were really with the support of the forces. They were evacuating people, they were feeding the people and also through the helicopters that they were taking people to the safe areas and so on. So the government also is on a swing that they are really supporting the people at the moment.